Rainmaker FM.
This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com. Welcome to The Showrunner, where we have one goal: teach you how to develop, launch, and run a remarkable show. Ready? And welcome back to The Showrunner. This is episode number 73. I am your host, Jared Morris, VP of Marketing for Rainmaker Digital, and I will be joined momentarily, as I always am, by my punk rock drumming co-host, Johnny Naster, also the host of Hack the Entrepreneur. This episode is brought to you by Acuity Scheduling. Acuity Scheduling makes scheduling meetings online easy. Clients can view your real-time availability, self-book appointments with you, fill out forms, and even pay you online. To learn more and get a 45-day free trial, visit acuityscheduling.com/showrunner. That's A-C-U-I-T-Y, scheduling.com/showrunner. So Johnny, as we record this, I am feeling a little nervous. Do you know why?
No. You seem so calm always.
Well, that belies the nerves and the butterflies that are fluttering around in my stomach right now, because we're recording this on Tuesday, October 11th. This is 2 days before Digital Commerce Summit kicks off, and I am speaking, and I'm already starting to feel the nerves of that speaking opportunity as I walk around my room and practice my presentation and do all of that.
Wow.
Yes. So what now? What's funny here is once people actually hear this, it'll be after Digital Commerce Summit. So, you know, this is going to be kind of funny if I've like fallen on my face and, you know.
It'll be so justified, all the nerves.
Yeah. Oh, well, he was really nervous beforehand. So that's why he just ran away screaming after 2 minutes. Now it all makes sense. It's funny though. Like, I always do get really nervous before presentations. And typically, like, as soon as I get out there, I feel a lot better. And that's part of why I like giving presentations, because I don't do a whole lot of daredevil type stuff. So it's like my one chance to like embrace my fear and you know, meet it head on and then move past it. So, but anyway, I'm already starting to feel some of those butterflies. So
that's cool. What are you presenting on?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because that leads into the topic that I want to talk about today. And it's incredible. I didn't even tee you up for that question and you asked anyway. That's the kind of teamwork and chemistry.
Well, because
you're
telling us all about this presentation and how awesome it's going to be. And you might fall off the stage. And then it's like, well, what are you talking about on stage?
So I am presenting, the title of my presentation is How to Turn What You Love Most into a Profitable Online Course, which is obviously, that's what we did with The Showrunner, right? We both love podcasting, huge enthusiasm about it. We both had experience, you know, to share. And to help folks, that's part of obviously why we started this podcast. And so that is going to be the topic of the presentation. And I'm actually using, The Showrunner as an example and some of the other courses that I have created. And I was just practicing it here before we got on the mic here to record. And one of the areas of the presentation that I'm talking about is the importance of really understanding your who, right? It's the same for an online course as it is for a podcast. You've got to understand who you're talking to. And longtime listeners will remember our episodes about the audience of one. And of course, we have that lesson inside of the Showrunner podcasting course. And I want to talk about that some today on this episode and kind of take the audience of one a step further and talk about empathy mapping and how that fits into understanding the who and making sure that we're creating content that really solves a need, because to do that, we have to understand who people are to understand what their needs are in the first place. We've talked about the audience of one before. I kind of want to take it to the next step and talk about empathy mapping. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I think I'm going to learn just as much as some people out there listening.
Well, hey, so that's awesome.
It's going to be fun.
Cool. All right, let's do it. Let's hop into the conversation. Again, Johnny, let's review audience of one, right? So when we talk about our audience of one, what do we mean by that?
We mean that the one specific person that, as a showrunner, that we are speaking to at all times. And whether that's actually just speaking into the microphone and envisioning everything about this one person, but also like creating the format for your show. How long do they have to commute? Are they listening during a commute? Are they listening at other times? And how does your format have to fit into that? Your branding, the show title, the topics, every single aspect of everything that we create is always for that one person. And if you hone it in well enough to that one person, it will resonate with hundreds and thousands and possibly tens of thousands of that exact one person. But when it's just allowing us to find that person and find the message and always be focusing on them rather than trying to act like we're speaking to 1,000 people at a time that all have different worries and emotions and hopes and dreams. So that audience of one is really just honing that down to that one.
And getting real specific, like to the point of what's their name, what's their age, what's their gender, what's their income level, do they have kids, what magazines do they read, what social media sites do they end up on? Like really going in depth to find this person. And I know that that throws some people sometimes because they think, well, wait a minute, if my audience of one, if it's a man, does that mean that I'm not talking at all to any women? I don't want to split my audience up like that. And that's not the point. You know, what you said, Johnny, is so important. You have to talk to that one person to actually reach the others. Because if you just try and talk to everybody, you're going to reach no one. But if you talk and really connect with that one person, you're going to reach a lot of other people who are close to that person, who share, maybe they don't share the exact gender or the exact income level, for example, but they share enough of the other traits and you've really hit that nerve with that person. You've really tapped into something with that person that other people can relate to. But you've got to go one and then expand out as opposed to trying to talk to everybody and then believing that you're going to make connections with the one. It just doesn't work that way. And that's why we really preach this idea of the audience of one and why it's so important and why we have that worksheet inside of the course that really, you know, we want people to get down and there's little boxes and you write it out, you know, who this person is so that you can really get a feeling for who the person is. And some people, you know, take a picture of that person and, you know, put it up on the wall by their microphone so that when they're recording their podcast, they're looking at that person and talking directly to that person. But it's so important. And even in how you address people, you know, say you talk right to a person, don't say you guys and all of that stuff. It all really is important in making the listener feel like they are that person that you are talking to. And that helps you connect with many, many people.
Yeah. And then even to me, even a step further where like in a selfish way, it helps me like create. I don't get stuck of what I should cover next as a topic. I don't get stuck of what the next email should be about because it's just to that person. And yep. To me, it's really easy to speak to one person. But I mean, if it's like, oh, I got to write an email to like 1,123 people on my email list right now, it's like, oh, what do I write? But it's like, no, I got to write to this one person. And I literally just sit down, hey, this is what's up. Here's how it's going. Here's what you should do because it will help you. That's it. It's easy, but it's going out to, right, 1,100 and however many people I said. But it yeah. To me, it really always keeps me going momentum-wise for creation because it's easier to create for one, I find, than it is to create for many.
Absolutely. And we have an episode or two about this in our archives. And so we will link to those in the show notes. But what I want to do next is I want to expand on this idea of who are we talking about. So we've talked about the audience of one, and I want to take it to the next level with empathy mapping, because this is an exercise that can really, really help us dive in even more to what our audience of one, what they're thinking, what they're feeling, how we can truly help them as showrunners. And we're going to get to that here in just a minute. Before we do, I want to take a quick break and tell you about Acuity Scheduling, which is the sponsor for this week's episode of The Showrunner. Now, you probably know how challenging the back and forth of booking appointments, meetings, and podcast guests can be. Johnny and I certainly do with all of the shows that we run. For instance, with The Digital Entrepreneur, as soon as we switched over to doing interviews on that show, it was a lot easier when it was just me and Brian trying to find a time between us. But when we started doing interviews on that show, it became a lot trickier, you know, and you got to do the back and forth of emails and, you know, what time works for you, all of that. It can just be such a headache. And so when you actually have software that can make it easy and you can go in and say when you're available, when you're not, and someone can just look and pick a time that works for them, it makes it so much simpler and just gives you so many fewer headaches. And that's the thing. What if you never had to ask what time works for you again? And Acuity Scheduling makes the entire process of scheduling appointments easy. It works with your existing Google Office 365 iCloud or Outlook calendar. Clients can view your availability and self-book appointments, complete onboarding forms, and even submit payments so you can get back to running your business, which is what you should be doing. Acuity Scheduling also helps you avoid no-shows with automatic text and email reminders. It's simple to use, and they offer phenomenal customer support. So what you need to do is go to acuityscheduling.com/showrunner to start booking all of your meetings with zero hassle, and do it right now. Paid plans start at just $10 a month, but Showrunner listeners like you can access a free 45-day trial of Acuity Scheduling stress-free schedule management. That's a month and a half for free just by using acuityscheduling.com/showrunner when you sign up. That's acuityscheduling.com/showrunner. And we thank them for their support of the Showrunner. Okay, so Johnny, let's dive in to empathy mapping. And at the show notes, not only are we going to have links to the Audience of One episodes that we've done previously, but we'll have a link to a PDF of an empathy map, okay, so that you can actually see what we're talking about here, all right? But what I want you to do is just think about a piece of paper and think about a piece of paper that is drawn into four quadrants, okay? And in one quadrant is the word thinking. In another quadrant is the word feeling. In another quadrant is the word seeing. And in another quadrant is the word doing. Okay, so you've got these four different quadrants. And what you do with an empathy map is you start to fill in these quadrants, putting yourself into the shoes of your audience member, right? And imagining, okay, what are they thinking? What are they feeling? What are they seeing? And what are they doing so that you can start to see the world through their eyes? Because no matter what your content is, how are you going to, and especially if you're trying to create content that isn't just entertainment, but is trying to solve a need. Like we are here with the Showrunner, right? We want to be entertaining, of course, but really what we want to do is we want every single one of these episodes to help take you to the next step in some element of podcasting, right? Well, for us to do that, we have to know what you're thinking. We have to know what you're feeling and what you're seeing and what you're doing to really understand what the needs are and understand where the gaps are that we can fill. And sitting down and doing this and actually taking the time to write it out. So it fills in the gaps of your audience of one portrait, because it's not just this person's demographic information. And it's not just, you know, stuff like where they hang out on social media and what magazines they read to give you an idea, you know, kind of stuff they like. But this is tapping in even deeper. What are they afraid of, right? What are they thinking? When they go out looking for other podcasts about podcasting, what are they seeing, right? And where can we fill in there? And so you also, if you think about this piece of paper with the four quadrants, leave yourself a little space for ideas. Because as you go through this, you want to write down then ideas that, okay, if they're thinking this, well, what can I do then in response to this, right? If they're already doing this, what can I do now in response to that? And by really tapping into this inner core of your person, of your audience of one, it gives you such a clear picture of what to do next and how you can be, how you can provide the most possible value to that person by truly understanding what's going on inside of them. Now, Johnny, have you ever done an empathy map before?
I've never done an empathy map before.
What are your thoughts kind of hearing it and yeah, I sent you that article earlier and reading about it. I'd love to know.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. And it seems like if I hadn't done the audience of one work numerous times now, that I would just be like, oh, this is just a whole bunch of work for like little reward. But because I know that how most people feel about doing that work and trying to figure out that one person, and how most people don't do it, but the value is unbelievable. And it's like the cause for the success I've had at Hack the Entrepreneur and knowing that one person, that I know that this is like the extension of it, like you said, and that the value is there. And then that article you sent me was written by Damien Farnworth. And there was one question, or it's a statement, I guess, that was mentioned by a doctor. And it helps because he uses this question or this statement as kind of the basis for this empathy map. And I thought that that was really interesting. And it made me like instantly try and think of like, so what is that for like showrunner? What is that? For, you know what I mean? And it yeah. really helps that whole process. So I'm not sure if we were going to cover that, but I really, I'm fascinated by it. it's a cool thing. And I think that especially that seeing, like when you said, when they go look for other podcasts about podcasting, like what are they seeing? And we've covered this like in the course, right? Like that's how we decide what you're going to call your show and what your artwork's going to look like. It's all based on what they're seeing there now, and how you can sort of stand out and fit in, like stand out from that market, but also fit into the gaps that might exist there.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about a few examples, because that's, I think, what can really help crystallize it. And again, the idea is to go beyond the audience of one, take it even to the next step. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, how do I know if I need this? Well, the answer is yes. you do need this. It's going to make your show running better. But in terms of if there's an acute need where maybe you may want to sit down and do this right now, John, you kind of hit on it earlier. You know, if you're struggling at all to think about what your next topic should be, then you really should, you're probably ready to do an empathy map. You know, if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed or you're feeling a little bit disconnected from your audience, you should sit down and do an empathy map. It is a great panacea for so much of what can ail us as showrunners. And let me give you an example. So I'm creating this course for Digital Commerce Academy. It's called Savvy Social Advertising. Okay. And I've been going through creating these lessons and I've been struggling with it a little bit. And just because I haven't, you know, it's like we got to get on here for the showrunner. When we created the content for the showrunner podcasting course, Johnny, I felt such a strong connection to the audience because frankly, the audience was us. And there's no question it makes it simpler to do an audience of one and an empathy map when you're basically, when your audience is you or you from 6 months prior, and now you're sharing all the experience that you've gained. Right? That is really simple. But I wasn't quite feeling that same connection with the people that I was creating this course for, Savvy Social Advertising. Whether you're creating a course, I mean, or, you know, podcast episodes, it's all very similar in terms of the mindset to create good lessons. And so I sat down and I did this empathy map exercise. And it really, I can't explain how much it helped to crystallize who I'm creating these lessons for, what direction I need to go in next. My overwhelm went away because I immediately got back to, okay, here's the person. This is why I'm doing this. These are the problems I'm going to help them solve. And immediately you get that rush of motivation and confidence because you know what next step to take. And so it was huge in that respect. And now, you know, I'm not feeling that same kind of, you know, worry and struggle with that. And as I go through and create future lessons. And it all traces back to sitting down and doing this empathy map exercise. It may take 15, 20, 30 minutes. It may take even longer to do. And yeah, it's not like you're going to turn it in or you know, anybody's going to do anything with your empathy map. You're doing it for yourself. But what you get in terms of clarity and direction moving forward can be absolutely invaluable. And it can end up being one of the best investments of time that you make.
So this is interesting because you're absolutely right. When you said like creating the course for Showrunner, it was easy. It was simple. It was simple in the fact that we were that audience, or we were that audience 6 months or like a year before. Yeah. And same with Hack the Entrepreneur. I literally like when I wrote out this person, and if it was an empathy map, it would have been based on me 2 years prior. 100%. That's just what it was. I could picture and envision all of it. But when you're doing it, say for Savvy Social Advertising, and I'm sure there's like, you could be out there listening and you could be saying, well, my market, I don't exactly like it, that wasn't me or that isn't me. How did you go about finding the information for this, Jared?
Well, that's where you have to sit down and do some research. So the thing is, you know, with the showrunner figuring out the audience of one and the empathy map, we had done all of the research because we had just been there. Right. So we knew what other people were seeing. We knew what they were thinking and feeling because we had just been thinking and feeling a lot of that ourselves. And if you don't know that because maybe you haven't been right there in that situation previously, now you may need to go out and research, and you may need to, you know, get into forums and see what people are saying. And that's part of what I did, you know, go out and explore, go out and try to put yourself, okay, I'm going to be in the position of these people. What do I see, right? As I go through this and I try and do some of these things that I'm going to teach, how do I feel? How do I think when I'm doing it? So, you know, with an empathy map, you're kind of trying to figuratively put yourself into the shoes of your audience. And if you're struggling with it, you might want to just literally put yourself into the shoes of your audience, you know, and really go out and do some of the things that they're doing. And doing that, again, it really helped me, you know, to really be able to see through their eyes, which was just huge. And, you know, I want to use another example too, you know, to bring this back to podcasting, because I think back to when I launched the assembly call. And, you know, look, I think most of the people that we've talked to that are showrunner listeners, that are people in the course, certainly are running shows based on topics that they have a real investment in, a real enthusiasm about, because they've lived it in some way, you know? And I think you're always going to set yourself up for success when that's the case. You're going to have more legwork, more homework. It's going to be a bit more of a struggle if you're creating a show, if you're creating a course on something that is outside of, you know, what you have really dived into recently, right? I mean, it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge. So just prepare yourself for that. But it's like with the assembly call, you know, part of the reason why that show was able to be successful, again, is because we went from being the target audience to creating the show. You know, like I look at that, and the reason why that show came about is because sitting there as a potential audience member for a show that had not yet been created, I always found myself after the game saying, man, I wish there was another place to go, you know, like after the games, because I want more IU talk. I want, you know, a community to share this with. And, you know, going out there looking for it, what, you know, what am I seeing? I'm not finding it. What am I doing? I'm trying to find it. What am I thinking? Well, I'm kind of frustrated. I'm disappointed that this isn't there. You know, what am I feeling? Well, you know, again, frustrated, disappointment. And so you take all of that and understanding that now you start a show. That's what we did. We started a show that fit in with all of those things. And so there's two different ways you can go from it. You can either be that person who is the potential audience member for a show that doesn't exist yet, and you're kind of, you know, doing the empathy mapping work on your own before you even start, and that's how you identify the need, or you go back to the reverse. But if you're going to do that correctly, then you really need to get back into that beginner's mindset, or get into that audience member mindset, and really try and see the world through their eyes. And that may be actually doing some of the things that they're doing so that you can experience some of what they're experiencing. And that'll help you get a feeling for those thoughts and those feelings that they're having. And now you can put that empathy map together and use it to kind of move forward and use it to help give you the answers that you're seeking.
So thinking, feeling, and seeing seem more obvious to me than doing. So doing to you, like when you are creating one, like let's say for a show, for a podcast, not for a course, but for the podcast itself, is the doing what they're doing while they're listening, or is it what they're doing to actually like find you for the first time?
Oh, I think it can be both. I mean, I think certainly for a podcast, I mean, you definitely want to think about, you know, what are people doing when they're consuming your content so that you give it to them in the format that is going to be the best. That's certainly one way of looking at it. And then the other way of looking at it is, okay, I'm trying to educate them in some way or help them create a better process or whatever it is. What are they doing right now? You know, it's like right now with this very episode. Okay, so what are people doing right now if they're struggling to get in touch with their audience? Well, the goal of this episode is to help give you more tools to do that, a reminder of the audience of one and empathy mapping, right? And you may be doing all kinds of things right now, or you may not be doing anything, but just sitting there frustrated because you don't know what episode to go to next. So that doing can have, you know, kind of a dual meaning there. And you certainly, you want to keep both of those in mind. But it's a really important distinction. I'm glad you brought it up, Johnny, because that's especially important with a podcast, because your format, your length, when you publish, all of those things are going to be really important. And understanding that element of the doing is going to be necessary for you to get that part right.
I love it.
Yes. So the takeaway from this episode is to go try an empathy map. And maybe you've done this. And if you have done this, I would love for you to tweet us and let us know at Jared Morris, at John Naster. Tweet us and let us know. Maybe even take a picture of your empathy map and send it to us. Because it'd be great to know what your experiences have been. if empathy mapping has really helped you. And if you haven't done it yet, or if you're at that point that we described earlier where you could really need to do this, then go to the show notes. You can go to showrunner.fm, find episode number 73, go to the show notes, and you'll find this PDF, and then just print it out and sit down, turn off your computer, turn off your phone, you know, get rid of all the distractions, take a pen and start writing this stuff out. And if you get stuck, you know, if you get to seeing and you're like, well, I don't really know what the audience is seeing. Well, then maybe open up your computer and go put yourself in the shoes of the audience and go see what they're seeing. Try to understand it. This will, if you get there and you get to a part where you're not quite sure what to write, don't be frustrated. Be really excited, because now you've just identified a blind spot, but that gives you the direction to go in so that you can make that blind spot a spot of sight. You can replace your blindness with sight just through knowledge and through research. And that's going to make you so much better as a showrunner, because you're going to create better, more compelling, more valuable content for your audience, because you're going to understand them better. So that's the takeaway. That's the homework, is either to let us know about empathy maps you've done in the past, how it's helped you, maybe even take a picture of it, or go download the empathy map that we include in the show notes and do one. And let us know how the experience goes.
Yeah, and then tweet it to us.
Yes, and then tweet it to us. Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you download the PDF off the show notes, then I would print out like 5 of them. Because like you were saying, Jared, like, don't get frustrated by not being able to do, like, it's, to me, it's going to be brainstorming. That's how I'm going to print out 5, and I'm going to be willing to go through 5 of them and scratching them all up. And by the end, I'll have one that I'm happy with. But it's really, I think you don't want to edit your ideas as you're going right now. Probably just get things out. Like, what do you think about thinking, feeling, seeing, doing, and ideas? And just see what comes out. And then you can sort of like whittle it down until you have a good one at the end. And that's the one you can take a picture of and tweet to us.
But absolutely.
It's really about getting the motion going and really getting like just the thoughts going around it and not worrying about it being perfect the first time. I think that's how this is probably going to work best for us showrunners.
Yep. I agree. So go to showrunner.fm, get that empathy map, but also if you're not already, get on our weekly newsletter so that we can be in your inbox every week with some words of encouragement, as well as a link to the recent episodes, the recent episode announcement of public events, and other fun stuff that we do on our email newsletter. We want you to declare yourself a showrunner, and you do that by going to showrunner.fm and getting on that list. And with that said, we will talk to you next week on another brand new episode of The Showrunner.
Take care, everybody.